This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional man? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Looking up various and sundry districts statewide and so on, and trying to figure out what's really truly going on. And we're going to be looking at some of these districts. I'll give you a couple of four instances here in a second. But especially in California, we're looking at 53 seats. And we're looking for the potential for lots of flipped seats to the Republican side. Now, again, we have to factor in the corrupt California voting system. And, you know, this is really, they're the great state, you know, for, you know, the voter, it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes, right? That's what we are. We're that state, just like a lot of other states are fast becoming that, if you know what I mean, right? If you know what I mean. But we're looking at some of the congressional districts down in around Los Angeles, and trying to figure that whole thing out. We got a district-wide, let's see, this one here, March 4th. Look, we're looking at district number 26. This encompasses where? Los Angeles, Ventura, district, that's Los Angeles and Ventura. So they've got, district 24, they've got a million people running here. This is the presidential one. That isn't what I wanted. That is not what I wanted. It said congressional. See, this is some of the things you run into in these things. You're trying to figure it out. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work like you want. So let's try another one. This district, the next one up, though, we're going to be looking at is the District 4 county results for Riverside. So you got a Democrat and a Democrat. No, the highest vote total goes to Melissa Melendez, 41%. And then you're backed up by a Democrat, Elizabeth Romero. That's that particular one. We'll go to other districts here. We got 25. We got 28. This is 28. And let's see, more maps. Nope, we're going to go back. Sorry about this, but, you know, they're actually putting in some results. So we've got to take a look at this, right? House of Representatives districts. We're going to go down a series of them here. Let's go to 21. And this particular is Fresno and Kern. And you've got a Republican, 53%, in David Valado. Aha. Uh-huh. And versus T.J. Cox, who's a Democrat. This is Kern and Kings and Fresno counties. That could be a good one. That could be a good one right there, just on the first blush, just taking a look at it. Anyway, some other ones that are out there, I think we got 22 is Devin Nunez's district. And Devin Nunez has quite a lead over, he's in first place, has quite a lead of 62%, actually 63% over Phil Arbalo, who is the Democrat. And it looks like, you know, we have a lot of sweat going in on the Devin Nunez one because of his support for Donald Trump and what's going to happen there. And, of course, the Chi-Coms and everybody else are flooding into that district trying to really kind of swing the vote. There's no question in my mind that that's going on. But that's good news, if you know what I mean, for us. Now, the reason I'm perusing this is because of New California. We need these House of Representatives to step up for New California when they get into Congress. Get it? Because we're going to be in Congress. A year from now, New California will be dealing with the Congress. We'll all be in Washington. We'll spend days and weeks there probably. But we'll be there. And what we'll be doing is we'll be lobbying Congress to become a new state. And that's what we'll do. And, I mean, it's going to be kind of interesting process. The process right now is, you know, revolutionary. Oh, my God. It's a revolution going on with New California. Shocking. What is the word shocking doing around here? Well, you know, we get it from Casablanca. We'll have to play some of that. All right, let's go to 25. Is it 25? No, it's not 25. Is it 28? 28. District? No, not that one. We'll go back here to Congressional House of Representatives and go to, it's got to be Devin Nunez in 23. No? Kevin McCarthy, 23. Here you go. This is Kern, Los Angeles, in Tulare counties as part of it. And this is Kevin McCarthy, 69.6% over the Democrat Kim Mangone. So they're still going to go to election on this. This is the way it turned out, and this is the way it is. Okay, so let's go over here to another House of Representatives, ones that we can kind of look at with a open eye. And that's Pete Aguilar, the party preference Democrat, and Agnes Gibney, our own Agnes Gibney. This is her first launch into an election. And keep in mind, she waited till the last day, the last hour, to enter the race. Great strategy on her part. Because Pete Aguilar, the incumbent, who, by the way, which this is interesting, Pete Aguilar, the incumbent, was Michael Bloomberg's campaign advisor. Hello? Hello? This particular district is San Bernardino County. This is a big one. This is a big, and Agnes Gibney, angel mom, right? Spoke at our conference. This is the Agnes Gibney we're talking about. She's running against Pete Aguilar, who's basically, this was the same seat at one point from what, now it's been rejiggered. You know, of course, they have this redistricting business going on, right? And Pete Aguilar has been in this seat now a couple terms, I believe. But before that, the district at some point was occupied by Javier Becerra. Okay? So that's kind of the area we're talking about. But Pete Aguilar, this has been long considered. It's a safe seat. You're safe. Slide into second, you're safe. This is what we have with Pete Aguilar. He's thinking he's safe. Well, now all of a sudden, and this might not seem important and relevant. I think it's very relevant. Agnes Givney launches a campaign. You would think if she's just, you know, your local John Q. Public who steps up, that she'd garner maybe 10 or 20%. No, she's got 40%. 40%. Now, that means that in this primary, there's no other contender. There's a guy signing who's going to be a sign-up candidate or whatever. But there's only two in here. That's a Republican and a Democrat. This is going to be a straight runoff for a Republican and a Democrat. And Agnes Givney walks in and gets 40% in a safe district for Aguilar. Aguilar, listen, he won at 60%. But the bottom line is he's got a challenger because she had limited time to campaign for this, and she did. Now she's got legs underneath her. This is what people don't understand about these races. It's a long time between March. This is the problem, the downside of the March thing going forward for the Democrats. Somebody like Agnes has a long time to campaign to take him out. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so the and again, I'm starting to pick up on I'm picking up some speed here. I'm picking up some speed because we're looking at another district, district number three. John Garamendi, who I think slit his own throat the other day by making these outrageous comments that, you know, basically a person who gets sick in Solano County, which is his county, which is where Travis Air Force Base is, it's all because of Donald Trump. That was what he was saying. It's like Trump's fault. I mean, it was outrageous what he said, and I think it's hurting him. And the evidence is in. Now, it might not look like much, but I'm going to go back to this. The Democrats have done it to themselves because what they've done is they've gotten what? They have gotten the 3 months in advance with the attempt to get the money they thought they were going to get. By the way, that's the other thing. If you're listening to New Californians, hello, listen up. It looks like Prop 13 is dead. It's out. That means they're not going to get that extra money. Uh-oh. That may speed some things up, as you heard from Chris Street, right? Shocking. Shocking. See, I'm getting giddy. But this race is the one I'm really getting giddy about. And this is the race for Tamika Hamilton versus John Garamendi in District 3, House of Representatives District 3. Now, those of you on the East Coast, those of you in Middle America, you know, this is big. Because I'm telling you, the trend here is going to be our friend, that we're going to flip the House. The House is going to flip. Clearly, it's going to flip. People are sick and tired, and they're not going to take it anymore. This is the example of this. Now, John Garamendi, which is in the 3rd District, he's got one of these extremely beneficially gerrymandered district for himself, right? Yeah, he's one of those, the golden boy, and puts him into several conservative areas that resent and do not like him. That's a fact. He's a liberal to the max. He hates Donald Trump, and they have him in a very liberal area. Now, here's the problem. You have Tamika Hamilton, who's just fabulous as a candidate, and Sean, I think his name is pronounced Fuke, Foyt, that's what it is, party preference Republican. So it was a three-way race. Tamika Hamilton, party preference, a Republican, retired Air Force, class act, class lady. She's spoken twice, invited twice. Oh, by the way, I'll lay this out. Both Sean and John Garamendi and, well, all three, Tamika Hamilton, were invited to the Tea Party to speak and then finally to have a debate. Neither Sean nor John showed up for either the speak or the debate. But guess who did? Tamika Hamilton. You know, the Tea Party embraced her and everything. So listen to this, though. This is an interesting statistic. Right now, John Garamendi is sitting at 56%. At 56%. But guess what? If you take a look at Sean, I like Sean Foyt, I think it is. He's got 14%. Actually, I'm going to say, 14%. So, which is interesting. Because if you take that number, 14%, and add it to Tamika's, you know, she's now up to 43% versus John Garamendi's, because he's a Republican. 56. That's a close race. And, again, it goes back to what I was saying. All of from March now till November, she's going to be making her case, and you can bet she's going to be visiting these tea parties. You can bet she's going to be out and about in all these areas. You can bet she's going to be on Fox News a lot. And where's Garamendi going to be? Well, sitting around with his red face on. Denouncing Donald J. Trump. Not a good prescription for success in the District 3, I don't think. Because when you have two Republican candidates that are walking around with 43% in your district, that is a threat to you when you know you've got a long window for campaigning now. And you don't show up to the tough places, Garamendi. You know you don't, because you are a coward. That is a fact. You are a coward, John Garamendi. You don't have the courage to go to speak to a Tea Party. You don't have the courage to tell the truth about what's really going on. And I can tell you, Tamika Hamilton does, and she does not avoid it. Now, that works well in this neck of the woods, especially in the conservative portions, which is a lot of your area. Remember, you were brought in and gerrymandered in by the corrupt California government to be here to begin with. Well, that's just my opinion. I live here in this area. And I guess I can bet you, because it's my radio show. Don't you hate it when this happens? I mean, look at the district. You got to understand the map of California. Colusa, Glen, Lake, Solano, Sutter, Yolo, Yuba. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. I mean, it's just the way it is, guys. Just the way it is. Anyway, so apparently somebody's, I'm going to check into a map, a new map that gives me a little bit more perspective. See, we have got to have two things going on here. And I know there's a lot of races nationally and stuff like that in your own states. I'm not neglecting that. But California has the biggest bunch of them. California is going to flip. There's no question. California is going to flip on the House. And that is going to be absolutely what we want to see. And these are the early signs of this. You got two, three races right up front here. If we pick those up, we're in the 10 zone. Not the end zone, but the 10 zone, number of seats. I believe these are things that actually will, in fact, take place. And I'm pretty excited about it, actually. Let's see if we've got something else here. I don't. Where is it? No, I don't see the map yet, girlfriend. I'm sure she's listening, so I don't see the map. Wherever the map went, there's supposed to be some sort of fancy map that was been sent to me by Facebook. I don't see it, and hopefully at some point I will. You know, everybody likes me holding up this New California symbol, which is really cool. It's really a cool deal. Anyway, so we're going to have to check out that one coming up here. Maybe it's in another way here. Nope, didn't see it. Let's go to this one. Okay, anyway. I need a technician. I've decided I need a technician to really kind of help out with all this stuff. Because it does kind of get crazy after a while. It sure does. So this is the world we're living in. I'm telling you, it's going to change dynamically after this next election. Because my prediction, California will pick up, in addition to the 7 seats they already have, California will pick up another 17 congressional districts. 24 is what California is going to walk away with. And that's just the beginning. Like it or not, I think that's where we're going. But Bloomberg's gone. Pete Aguilar will be able to spend more time campaigning, I guess. And maybe Mike will loan him some money to win the election. I don't think so. Man, where does the time go? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Get it out! Hello, cold water. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so we've got someone who, Miranda Devine, New York Post columnist, compares Joe Biden to Michael Bloomberg and explains why Bloomberg should hang in there as the moderate hope. Now, this is today, earlier, before, obviously, we had Bloomberg step out, right? Because that is the news, right? That is the real news. And let's see if we can get this to function here. Here we go.
As personal as we did in Iowa and New Hampshire, where the voters saw him and thought that he didn't have what it takes. But obviously, now he still is a great retail politician. And you compare Joe Biden to Michael Bloomberg, Joe Biden's there smiling, right, hugging people, cuddling babies. You know, he's a genuinely warm person who loves people. And Bloomberg is the exact opposite. And you can't be a robot and think that you can become the president of a democratic country.
But if you remember, it was about a month ago, after Joe Biden's many gaffes, charming if they are, but nonetheless, they're gaffes, people in the Democratic Party are going, there's got to be somebody better. Oh, Michael Bloomberg. He's been running $1 billion worth of commercials. We really kind of like him. And then he showed up on the debate stage, and man, he stunk.
He did. And look, it's actually quite heartening to know that it takes more than money. You can't just buy the presidency. You can't just buy the Democratic nomination. But I don't know if I would necessarily write Michael Bloomberg off quite yet, because he may want to stay in the race just to see if Joe Biden implodes. And as we all know, that could happen any moment. Last night, it was a gaffer moment. The moment he stood on stage, he got mixed up between his wife and his sister.
It happens.
It happens all the time for Joe Biden. So, you know, Bloomberg may just want to hang in there as the moderate hope, because otherwise, if Biden does blow up, they're stuck with Bernie Sanders. And I think that there are Democrats we've seen in Super Tuesday that who would rather actually lose with, lose with Joe Biden honourably than have the party hijacked by Sanders and his socialists.
But at this point, it's a two-man race. It's Bernie and Biden.
That's right. And you have to say that Biden is the retail politician, but they can't keep him in witness protection forever.
You can't keep him in witness protection forever. A lot of what she says is true. They would rather lose honorably than to see Bernie hijacked. Now, I want to play off just a little bit differently because, you know, of course, we now know that Bloomberg's out. So Miranda Devine's comments are not valid because he stepped out. But what does Bloomberg have a tendency to do? Step back in. Can he step back in once he stepped out here? If there's going to be more guffaws by Biden. I still think Bloomberg has a role somewhere because he's got too much money. And he can influence, an election more effectively outside as a non-candidate than he can as the inside as a candidate. That's what I believe. So I don't think she's too far off the mark other than, you know, he did step out. But what's he going to do in the election? He's not going to back off. We know that. He wants his Second Amendment thing going on, you know. Thinks he's going to save the country, the world from the Second Amendment. People shouldn't have guns anyhow, right? No, that's the. And what did he do to Virginia? He's tossed that one. I haven't got anything going on in Virginia right now. I'm sure things are changing in Virginia as well, because I think people are just about as sick and tired as they could possibly get of socialism going on. So let's jump over here and see if they got anything in Drudge about Virginia. I don't think they do. Warren reassesses campaign, so she's stepping out, it looks like. Biden promises revival of decency and honesty. Voters decisively reject the media's favorite candidates. Many made last-minute picks. Historic and unbelievable comeback. Turnout in Virginia doubles from 2016. I have a Bloomberg comment from one of our listeners that Bloomberg has now stepped out and stepped into witless protection. There you go, witless. So voter turnout in Virginia nearly doubles from 2016. Uh-oh. Does that bode badly for you? It does. It says nearly twice as many voters cast their ballots in Virginia's Democratic presidential primary on Tuesday as in 2016. Let's see if we have anything here. There's a little thing we could play.
Nearly twice as many voters cast their ballots in Virginia's Democratic presidential primary on Tuesday as in 2016. With 99% of precincts reporting, some 1.3 million votes had been counted in the Commonwealth. That's nearly double the roughly 780,000 votes cast in the state's 2016 Democratic primary race between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders. The number of votes also surpassed the 986,000 cast in the 2008 primary. Former Vice President Joe Biden won a decisive victory in Virginia on Tuesday. Current tallies show him with more than 700,000 votes in the state, or roughly 40%. A roughly 40% increase over the 500,000 votes Clinton received when she won the state 4 years ago.
Wow. So there you have it. Voter turnout is like going crazy. No results, at least we found. We will get results because I want to see. There's a lot of measures and stuff like that that were going on in Virginia, certainly vis-a-vis the Second Amendment issue. That is something that is really, really a sign of the time. when we think when this whole thing breaks down, we're going to look at a whole bunch of key states to see where they all settle out and settle down to. And go on. This is something on the Hill. They've got this story about Trump will dump Pence from CNN. My sources keep telling me that. And Nikki Haley step in as a VP. That's my sources keep telling me that. We went through a bout of this, where this whole thing came in with Nikki Haley being talked about as the next presidential, the vice presidential candidate with Donald Trump. And I said, geez, I don't think so. And then they said, oh, yeah. Now all of a sudden it's becoming a more, and Begala's not too, he's a fairly legitimate person. He comes up with the big story. He's validated many, many big stories. So this may be another one that's truly validated. We stopped reporting it because we just didn't think it was going to happen, other than our sources, who are quite good, reported it. And I said, you guys right about this? And now listen, I'm asking these guys, after I've known these guys for going on 20 years, right? I asked them, are you guys right on this? And they said, have we ever been wrong? And I said, no. But, to me, there's that first time that you're going to be wrong and I'm going to make me look like a schmuck. So just, it's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Anyway, we're coming to a break right now. When you come back, where is the time going? This show's almost over. I can't believe it. Got a lot more to cover here. There's Channel 21 in the next segment. Mostly about New California, how you can get some things done in the new upcoming state of California. 85% of the current landmass of California will become New California. Pretty awesome. Pretty exciting. Stay with us. New California is on the way.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
California primary, Daryl Issa could return to Congress. California primary, Daryl Issa could return. It says Los Angeles, California, early returns from congressional races suggest that veteran Representative Issa has a strong chance of returning to Congress in November after a solid showing in the 50th congressional district. Issa was once represented the coastal 49th district, but retired in 2019, leaving the increasingly liberal seat to be won by left-wing Democrat Mike Levin. But the corruption conviction of Representative Duncan Hunter created a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Several Republicans jumped into the race for the conservative 50th district, which lies east of San Diego near the California border. The bigger names included former San Diego council member and GOP activist Carl DeMaio. He didn't stand a chance, guys. I just want to tell you, Carl didn't stand a chance. With 100% of the precincts reporting and mail-in ballots still being counted, Issa was in second place in the primary election in the 50th behind Democrat Omar Comper Najjar, the grandson of a notorious Palestinian terrorist. Oh, he was one of the guys killing Jews on helicopters in the Munich Olympics. Just a legacy issue for the guy, right? California's jungle primary rules pit all of the candidates from all the parties against each other in the first round, leaving the top two finishers to do it out. To do it out? What? To duel it out. I think they forgot the L on do. To duel it out in the general election, regardless of party official. Comper Najjar's 34.4% put him in first place in the primary, but Issa's 24.7% and DeMaio's 21% together dwarf his total. The district is heavily Republican, probably too heavily Democrat for the Democrat to take, even with ballot harvesting. Shocking ballot harvesting. It says one official factoid, a race between Najjar and Issa would be one of the few contests in U.S. history to feature two Arab Americans running against each other. Elsewhere in California, Christy Smith won the special election to replace former Representative Katie Hill, Democrat of the 25th District, and will face second-place finisher Republican Mike Garcia. Republicans did well overall there, and in our districts won in... Okay, so this is kind of interesting. You know, I didn't check out Adam Schiff's district. Shocking. Bring back those things to me. Right? We didn't check Adam Schiff's district. Or Pelosi's district. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with it? Let's figure this one out, folks. Don't you think? I think we need to figure this one out before we move any further at all here. No, that's the wrong one. I'm looking. Not that one. No, see, I'm looking to find where I had that. I got to look in the history. This is just too good. What's happening in their district? I think Nancy Pelosi's like district, not three, but five or something like that. Election returns for California. Here we go. Let's try this one out. No. You guys, you screw this one up. Don't do that. Don't do that to me. No. Sorry. This is too good. We got to figure this out. I'm on a mission from God. See if we can figure it out here. I'm sorry for this. I really am. Registered to vote, same day. Where are the voter primary? No, we got that. Come on, elections. Anyway, so this, so we got to find out what's going on with. We know ICE is in the 50th district. That's way down in San Diego, but Adam Schiff, which is of course in the Burbank area of LA County in the Valley, and then you got Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, that is marked territory, right? Marked territory. So, gosh darn, where is it? It's got to be here somewhere. Nope, that's not it. We had it. It was here. It disappeared. This is what happens when you dig deep into your own website. You find out, it's not there. You took it away. Hopefully, election return for all of California. No, that's not it. Dems, let's go. Full on election 2020, Secretary of State's office. Let's try it again. We'll just start from the very beginning here. So we'll get these out, and I'm sure that by the time we get... But think about this. There was a real strong challenger. Now, I have no idea what's going on, but there's supposedly a real strong challenger against a couple of them. And then there's Eric Swalwell. No. Eric Swalwell, he's quite the guy. Yeah, he's quite the guy. Secretary of State's office. Let's see if we can get this. Presidential legislative. Okay, go here. We're going to try this one. And we'll see. But I think we're coming up to a break right now. And we're going to have to get... kind of cool it on this, what's happening. But we'll get this. We'll get this down. When we come back from the break, we're going to find out Swalwell, and, of course, Adam Schiff. But he might not be returning. Oh, wouldn't that just be too bad? She's got a safe district. I know that her candidate is always trying to play the beauty game. This woman is gorgeous. But, just the eye candy alone will take away from the best of the tumble. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-270-7117. 866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, we're back. And let's see what we can get here with Nancy Pelosi. How's that? We're going to start out with Nancy Pelosi, see how she's doing. In her little district campaign, right? And then we're going to go to, so she's in the 5th district. See how she turned out. 66%. Scott Giblin, Republican, 22% is the highest. Really? That's interesting. No, this isn't it. It says the 12th. I'm sorry. I was going, wait a minute here. How about the 12th district? Here you go. Nancy Pelosi, 72%. Shocking. Next one up was Shahid Batar. There you go. No, it's not Buttocks. It's Batar. B-U-T-T-A-R. All right. And then we go to Adam Schiff. I don't know if we're going to get to Eric Swalwell. Adam Schiff. Okay, there's a big field, big field, a lot of Republicans, and you knew this was going to happen. So it's a big field of Republicans. You got 1, 2, 3 Republicans. Democrats total 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 8 total running. And Adam Schiff walks away with 57.4%. That's very typical. That's why they do this in the top two. This is how they do it, split the field. Eric Early sits at 13.2%. So if you take, oh, no, I'm sorry. Another Democrat, me be a girl. This is it. This is what it says. Me be a girl. Pudlow. I'm serious. This is what the name is. Party Preference Democrat. 11.6%. He wins. Oh, no. Eric Early does. 13.2. So Eric Early, who he's been on Fox News and so on, is going against Adam Schiff. Schiff. At 57%. You can bet all cards are on the deck for that one. Tomorrow, we'll do the man who likes to hide in corners. Eric Swalwell. Yep, he's going to be up. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We had a great time today. I really appreciate it. We had lots of patience to find into all these stats. These are rocking and rolling. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.